Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, a fifth victim of the Bondi Junction attack is named. Iran warns Israel not to retaliate against its aerial attack over the weekend. And in football, Casey Dumont punishes her old team Melbourne Victory to secure a win for the Central Coast in the A-League Women's Semi. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sydney Lang. More victims of the fatal stabbing attack on Bondi Junction's Westfield Shopping Centre have been named. New South Wales Police have confirmed the fifth victim and fourth female victim is a 55-year-old Pikria Dacia, originally from Tbilisi in Georgia. One victim remains unnamed, but the others are identified as Faraz Ahmed Tahir, Dawn Singleton, Jade Young and Ashley Good, all aged between 25 and 47. Pakistan's High Commissioner to Australia has paid tribute to 30-year-old security guard Mr. Tahir, a refugee from Pakistan, saying he lost his life while saving others. Meanwhile, South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas, who knows the Good family personally, also expressed his sorrow over their loss. 38-year-old Ashley Good died from injuries sustained while protecting her 9-month-old baby, who the family says is now doing well after surgery for critical injuries.
This is every family's worst nightmare. Right now it's the country's worst nightmare. And our thoughts and our love are with those affected families, and we wish them all the best in what is going to be a really challenging time.
Iran has called its aerial attack on Israel over the weekend a successful operation, which has now ended, but warns Israel and its allies against retaliating. Iran's Armed Forces Chief, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, says Iran will respond with a bigger operation if Israel retaliates. He also said Iran would target United States military bases if they support any military actions by Israel. But Israel's Defence Minister, Yoav Gallant, says the country is prepared for any future attack.
This campaign is not over yet. We need to remain prepared and attentive to the IDF and Homefront Command's instructions and to prepare for any scenario. At the same time, we blocked the first wave of attacks, and we did it with great success.
The hundreds of bomb-carrying drones and missiles launched at Israel over the weekend represent an unprecedented direct attack by Iran on its enemy after decades of tension. Iran says Israel is behind the killing of 12 people, including two senior generals, in an airstrike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria. Israel has not admitted responsibility for that airstrike. The federal government says Australians in the Middle East should stay alert for local safety updates, as it warns Iran's airstrikes on Israel threaten the entire region. Australian citizens in Israel are being urged not to travel outside the Greater Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Ramallah regions, and to follow the advice of local authorities. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told ABC's insiders the development is incredibly concerning and risk the violence spilling over into other countries.
We condemn the actions of the Iranians. As I said, Iran can have a positive role to play in the region or a negative role to play in the region. This will inflame tensions further. Our big concern here is that we don't want conflict in the Middle East to be broader and deeper than it already is. We've already seen enough lives lost. And so that's why these developments yesterday and overnight are incredibly concerning to all of us.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese earlier condemned Iran's strike, saying it poses a grave threat to security in Israel and the region. He says Australia is committed to working with international partners to pressure Iran to cease destabilising actions. In football, Casey Dumont has returned to haunt Melbourne Victory, making two saves and scoring in a penalty shootout against her former club, to deliver Central Coast an A-League Women Elimination Final win. Dumont departed Victory in acrimonious circumstances amid her move to play AFLW with Hawthorn and linked up with the Central Coast Mariners for their return to the league. Her heroics tee up a semi-final match against Sydney FC to be played over two legs from next week, while ending Victory's season. I'm Sydney Lang. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.